Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Chicago, bring us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasting, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Joanna Brandy is our guest. Joanna is one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, one of the longest longest-running members of our Brain Trust. We got her right out of junior high. And she's the author of a number of books on taking care of your customers. She focuses her entire career on helping you and your people stay positive and be magnetic. Joanna, I want you've actually got a program about this that you've been working with and you've been helping people with. I want you to tell us about it. Give us a 45-second commercial.
Well, it's a do-it-yourself e-course. It's called The Practice of Positive Leadership. And the practice of positive leadership can be found at positiveenergizer.com. That's because people who are positive leaders and really look at and practice what the science of happiness has told us works with people become energizers. They energize other people to become the best they can be.
And positive is magnetic, isn't it?
Positive.
I mean, when people are positive, there's an attraction there. There's an inherent, innate attraction there that makes you magnetic, and it makes the and if you can extend that throughout your organization, then you got a machine, right?
Then you got a magnetic company. And let me tell you why that happens. We have something in our brains called mirror neurons, and so we want to mirror, and we naturally mirror what others are like. So when we are in the presence of somebody who's positive, because of those mirror neurons, we begin to feel good. Our bodies pick it up, actually long before our brains do. Our bodies pick up their energy and we go, I don't know what it is, but when I'm with that person, I just feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend, I'm going to become certified in the first ever Chief Happiness Officer certification.
Where are you getting that done? Where's that happening?
It's happening at Florida International University.
Wow. Say that again?
Yeah, Chief Happiness Officer. I'm going to become a Chief Happiness Officer.
I love it.
I know, isn't that funny? And it's a brand new title that is happening in companies. European companies are picking this up, I think, a little bit quicker than American companies are. And the professor's teaching it. It comes from Italy.
So does magnetic happen first or does happiness happen first? Which is the chicken and which is the egg? What do you think?
Let's not even use the word happiness for a second.
Okay.
Let's use the word positivity.
Okay.
There's a lot of
does positivity happen
happiness.
First or does magnetic happen first?
Positivity happens first.
Okay. Yeah.
So when
I agree with that.
Place,
I agree with that.
When I'm a leader and I'm focusing my attention on what's going right rather than what's going wrong, it's very
positive.
Compelling.
Positive is the behavior, and the magnetic part is the energy that it creates, right?
Yeah, that it creates. It creates a magnetism, and people want to be with people that are people are more productive in the presence of people that are positive than they are in the presence of people who are negative. So if you've got a team and you've got more positive people on the team than negative people, everybody else is going to become more productive.
You know, which
is why it's so important to bring happiness or positivity to business.
I've told this story many times on the show. When I turned 40, I said, no more people who are unhappy, who I don't want to be around people or things that aren't positive, that don't make me happy. I started moving away from people and things. And even when things turned to mush and I didn't know if I was going to make it, I still basically was happy because I was not around those unmagnetic people.
Yeah.
And things.
Yeah. Or those unhappy people.
Yeah.
We're magnetic whether we're negative or positive. So
but I encourage people to do that. If we all sought that out, don't you think people would start changing their behaviors? I mean, the people who were not like that, who did not have positive energy, as you call it, they would be unsuccessful. They'll have to change or you know, become homeless.
They either change or they sort themselves out because they can't find, you know, they say misery loves company. If they can't find company, they either move on or they find a corner.
Right.
And what I do find is that people who are negative will continue to bring up the negative, and we have to appreciate the fact that there is a, you know, we call that contrast, right?
Yeah.
So if you're having a meeting and somebody's bringing up the negative things, we can thank them. We can thank them for their feedback and then move on to the more positive feedback.
And tell them to go plow the North 40 by themselves where they don't bother everybody else. That's what I do.
Yeah, kind of.
But, no, I'm serious. I mean, one of the things we do around here, I tell my new people, we take our work very seriously. We are absolutely dead serious about what we do. But we don't take ourselves very seriously. What I mean by that is we have to have fun.
Yeah, and that's the key.
Yeah.
Being able to take your work seriously, but not yourself seriously.
Yeah, I agree.
And actually not even your opinion seriously, in the sense that some people are so dogmatic. There's no getting around how they're thinking. I think we're moving into a time right now where, because things are changing so quickly, I know your next segment is on cryptocurrency and blockchain. Mm-hmm. So I know that, you know, things are changing so quickly. We need to have a fluidity and a flexibility so that we're able to move with what's happening rather than resist what's happening.
That is really, really good advice. I need the websites again quickly, please, Joanna.
Okay, positiveenergizer.com and returnonhappiness.com.
And when you come back, you're going to have a new designation, right? Chief Happiness Officer.
I will be a CHO.
Hey, Joanna, come back soon. Love you.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.